the grace that God is giving your community are beyond human description. But grace is not enough. You've got to use that grace. Grace for the mind, you better understand your faith. Grace for the will, you better live lives of self-sacrifice. That was number 50. 51. Here's what the Holy Father says. Catholics today will attend Mass and compromise with modern paganism. And this is widespread. For example, television. Sisters, the missionaries of charity will survive only as long as you don't have television in your communities. Do you hear me? Pardon me. Do some of your houses have television? Are you sure?
Yes.
Strange question. I don't ask an answer. Are the missionaries of charity sometimes tempted to watch television? Again, so many Catholics living a luxurious life. Frank knows, you may have heard the name of Mr. Monahan, Thomas Monahan. Do they have any Domino's Pizza stores in India? Well, Mr. Monahan, I was in Detroit my second year. He called me up. Father, he said, I would like to make a 30-day retreat. Spiritual exercises. I said, okay. So I directed his retreat. During the retreat, he told me, you know, tell me to keep it a secret. I am now worth $1,250,000,000. So during the retreat, I told him, his first name is Thomas, Tom, you'll never get to heaven with all that money. That retreat cost him, I would say, about $200 million. I didn't get one penny. Because with all that money, it's very hard to be humble and rich. And how happy I was sitting in Cardinal Ratzinger's office in Rome. Mr. Monahan next to me. The Vatican needs Mazuma. Especially to help the Catechism of the Catholic Church. I doubt if the Catechism could have been published without his help. And sisters, in working for the poorest of the poor, don't forget to tell the rich people with a lot of money that they either share that wealth, use that money in the practice of charity, or their salvation is in danger. Again, what we said before, I call it the practice of self-idolatry. I met a lady after Mass at the Mother House. Introduce yourself. You got her name, don't you?
Yes.
From London. She was an actress. Gave up the theater and television to come to Calcutta to work, well, with the poor people. And she's Catholic. So I told her to write her life story. I think she promised. And this is, sisters, one of your apostolates. Am I clear? One of your apostolates is to proclaim the poor Christ to wealthy people, so that, and not just give money away, but to use their money in helping in a thousand ways those who are in such desperate need as sisters, and not only in India. We speak correctly about attending Mass. That's correct. We speak of participating in the Mass. That's better. Now the Holy Father wants to make sure that, unlike Calvary, remember that Christ alone offered himself. The only human will behind the sacrifice on Calvary was the human will of Jesus Christ. Once more, how many wills did and does Jesus have? Two. And let me put it. I cannot tell you how important to understand the Eucharist, understand our faith, is to know that Jesus had two wills. Among the heresies condemned by the Church over the centuries, and some heresies have big, long names, this one is just enough space on the board. Monothelitism. Monos, one. And then, thelitism, will. One willism. Claiming that Jesus Christ had only one will. That, sisters, is the end of Christianity. God became man mainly to have a human will.